The issue of housing, of course, if you've been listening to our local election debates and listening to the situation with regards to housing, the need to get more housing and the need to try and pull every lever, as the Minister for Housing has said, on terms of policy and funding and other issues like that with regards to trying to get homes back into use, build new homes, apartments right across the country. Well, there's interesting figures out from the Irish Hardware Association over the last number of days, which they say reveals the true potential of empty homes. There are now 7,000 plus applications for grants for rejuvenating empty homes, 4,500 of which have been improved. And they're saying it's an important market for their members. In Kerry, the figures are showing 38% application to vacant home scheme by January 2024. With me in the line to talk about this is, in relation to it, is Michael Martin Markey, I should say, of the Irish Hardware Association, and also Jude Sherry of Derelict Ireland, who have been campaigning on the issue of vacancy for quite some time and dereliction in this country. Martin, I'll start with you. Thanks for joining us this morning. This is obviously, look, good news for your members in terms of people are applying to renovate their homes, then they'll be buying lots of building provided building supplies and provisions from your members. But tell me a bit about the figures and what they represent.
Well, firstly, Gerry, thank you very much for having me on the programme. And just to say one or two things about Hardware Association Ireland, we represent 400 builders merchants, hardware shops and building materials suppliers throughout the country. And we have many, many good members in Kerry. So just coming to the report, and the report is a very simple comparison of figures. And if we look at, for example, County Kerry, and we look what was newly built in County Kerry last year, there were about 111 apartments, there were 248 houses in estates and 264 single one-off houses. So it's about 623. Now, at the end of January this year, the applications in County Kerry for the vacant homes grant were 379. So if they're approved and they're built and the work is finished in 2024, they will be the single largest category of new home in County Kerry in 2024, coming in about 40%.
So that they'll make up the biggest part of the new homes that are coming on stream that will be able to house people in the county.
They will, absolutely. You know, if we look at County Kerry, if you look at the Census 22 and compare it to Census 2016, there are 3,500 homes that were occupied in 16 that were empty by 22. Now, most of them are going to be in reasonably good condition. It's unlikely that they're derelict. They're more vacant than derelict. So we've done, an analysis of it throughout the country. But in Kerry, you know, not all of those 3,500 would be commercially viable, shall we say, to turn into new homes. But about 1,600 would. And that's the for want of a better term, the low-hanging fruit, shall we say, in terms of empty homes in Kerry. So there are 400 applications in, so it means that there are at least another 1,200 empty homes in Kerry that could be turned back into homes over the next few years. So it's a huge potential.
It certainly is. And how much do you think the grant is helping the applications to the vacant house scheme?
It's helping hugely. You know, it's not that long ago. We go back 2 or 3 years. There was no grant, and then the grant was 30,000 for a vacant and 50,000 for a derelict. It's now 50,000 for a vacant home and 70,000 for a derelict home. But also, you can combine that grant with the SEAI grant, so that can bring the grant potentially up to 75 for an empty home and 95 for a derelict home. So, you know, the grants by and large are good. There is a bit of an issue in terms of the applications, because I think we have only one vacant homes officer per county, so we have one person in Kerry County Council dealing with nearly 400 applications.
Yeah, there are teething problems that are trying to be sorted out, and there's phased payments as well as people wanting a lump sum at the start, which would help improve the situation as well. Jude, if I can bring you in, Jude Sherry of Derelict Ireland and an ISH agency. Jude, you're obviously, yourself and Frank have been working on this and taking pictures and trying to get change in this area for many, many years. Is this a positive?
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for having me on today. This is absolutely a positive. And Martin and the Hardware Association have been doing great research over the last number of years, not just the recent research, but previous reports they've released. This is showing, I think, all the hard work me and Frank have done over the last few years to raise the issue of vacancy and dereliction being the potential solution to the housing crisis, not on their own, but combined with new builds as well. I think this really shows that there is demand from people to bring these houses back into use, because initially the government only expected about 2,000 applications by about 2025. So we've already, you know, we're near over 7,000 already, and it's only a year and so into the grant being available. So it really shows there is massive demand. I think we need to make sure we continue this momentum, that it shows that people, that it is possible. I think the likes of the Room to Improve home improvement shows also showed what's potential from taking vacant and derelict properties and renovating them into lovely, lovely family homes as well. Because it is cheaper to renovate vacant properties, and it is quicker often to bring a vacant property back into use than it is to build new, because you don't have to go for planning, you've got all that existing infrastructure and stuff in place as well. So this is massive potential, or massive positive news, because it's not just Kerry. Those figures are repeated across another 10 counties in Ireland, where vacant homes are potentially going to be the new form of creating new homes in Ireland.
Is it important, Jude, that the issue that Martin talked about there, that the resourcing within local authorities is there, the staff is there to meet this demand, and the issues like the phased payments versus, you know, waiting at the end for one lump sum, that gets brought through quickly, as mentioned by many of the councillors in Kerry County Council, that they're hearing that from people, that those things are sorted out to speed this process up further?
Yeah, I think that he definitely raises some of the important points there, especially the phase payments. Maybe it's working with the likes of the credit union to get loans out to people as well, so they can be paid back quickly. Some, you know, we could have, I know the banks initially were refusing to give mortgages if people were getting the grants. So that needs, the banks need to make sure that they actually make sure that they work with the councils as well to make sure that, you know, people have the mortgages there to buy the properties and to renovate them as well. So that's critically important. Lack of resources for local authorities is a massive issue. What we would like to see is greater enforcement of the Derelict Sites Act, and using that then to raise, because if a property is derelict, you can charge a 7% tax or levy on it, and then that money can be reinvested into vacant homes for people who actually want to do their properties up. So you use that for the owners who aren't willing to do anything. You use that money then to pay for the owners who are willing, or new buyers, new first-time home buyers who want to take on these projects as well, that you make it feasible and accessible to them as well.
Okay, excellent. Listen, thanks very much for going through that for us, both of you, this morning. We're out of time in it, but thanks to Jude Sherry of Derelict Ireland, and also Martin Markey, the Irish Hardware Association, talking about those figures for the number of homes being brought back into use in Kerry, and that it could be the biggest portion of new homes in the county this year, such as the demand and the oversubscription, really, for the grants for the vacant homes.